Hi, this is Mike from EdRock.net, and I'm here with Stuart from EdRock.net.
What's going on?
And we're here in the studio to do a live session with Death Trap City. We'll hear in a minute.
EdRock.net.
We're going to hear from their EP now, their previous EP. This is The Enemy, the title track.
Awesome.
Was The Enemy from The Enemy EP by Death Trap City, and we have Death Trap City in the studio with us today. Hi guys.
Hiya.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Craig.
I'm Mike.
And what do you play in the band?
I play bass and sing.
I play drums and sing too.
We all sing. We're a crazy singing band.
All singing, all dancing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we don't really dance
as well.
No, not really.
Rich Baby dances quite spectacular.
Yeah, after a few Jaegers, we all dance.
Right. Can you tell us a bit about the band?
Am I doing that, mate?
You can do
well,
that.
Well, I wasn't in the original, the very, very original Death Trap City. That was Craig and Rich and a previous bandmate of theirs. And I joined back in 2009.
Late 2009.
Yeah, late 2009, and we started throwing some tunes together. In fact, The Enemy was one of the first ones we wrote I joined the band, because there was a few tunes in the band already before that. It was pretty much a set's worth, some of us.
It's a cracking tune, like.
Very few of them we still play now, the ones that we had before you joined. The sound sort of changed quite a lot when Mike joined the band.
Is that because of Mike's influence?
Pretty much,
because
he's just amazing. You know?
I didn't want to say it, but you know, quite true, so.
He generally formulated the sound himself. You know?
So yeah, we did that, and then we gigged around for a while. We did some shows in the Ark, back when that was open, that was good times. And we did a City Cafe gig that we hosted, and we did a... there was a Skate for Cancer gig down in City Cafe as well.
That was a crazy night.
That was a crazy night.
Yeah, it was.
We just gigged around, played those tunes, recorded the EP, put it out there for free, just to get something out and that people could listen to. And since then, we've sort of got with Tony from Wasted State Records, and he came up with the idea of putting out a 7-inch record, an actual record for record
on
players.
Vinyl and everything.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got a download code as well that comes with it.
Yeah, that's the way vinyls are done these days.
If you're scared of needles or whatever. You can do that too.
So I do own some vinyl. I don't even have a record player at home. I've got nothing to listen to it on, so I would be needing the download code.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're catered for. You're all-encompassing. Yes, the lineup has changed once more since then. We've recruited Marky Blanford from Wild Type. Mm-hmm, he's in doing second guitar now. Back.
He's a very recent addition to the band.
We've only played, three shows with him?
The single was actually recorded before he joined. There was whisperings in the wind about getting a second guitarist while we were recording that. And then we did.
I think as our sound developed, it became apparent that we'd probably need another guitar player to sort of take the pressure off both myself and Rich, you know, to achieve this big, massive sound that we try and have, you know. It's you need another guitar player in there to sort of fatten it up. So Marky was the man that was chosen to fill those pretty big shoes. So
I saw you guys once before he joined, I think.
Yeah.
And big difference.
Your
sound's totally gone from here to there.
It just fattens up completely. And he's all right. He fits in quite well. I mean, you know, he's got a similar sense of humour to us guys, you know.
So is it a lead guitar, rhythm guitar situation, or is it just...
No, not really.
I don't think it's quite so simple as that. I think Rich pretty much comes up with most of the music. Like, the genesis of the music comes from Rich. And that man's head is just full of ideas. So, we all structure the songs together, and then either myself or Rich will come up with like melodies and lyrics and whatever else. Yeah. But the guitar wise, I think that it's more of a, you know, they work in cohesively together rather than one person playing lead all the time. They both take different breaks, and plus we're not really sort of the band that has big chord progressions as such. It's more sort of guitar lines, flowing lines, totally. Intertwining rather than, you know, A, E, and D played, you know, consecutively one after the other, you know.
He's pretty much Rich's imagination in physical form. all these parts that Rich comes up with in the studio that are always cool that he can't play on stage at the same time as banging out the chords. It's just
Mark, you play that. Pretty much So we're quite happy with the addition, to be fair. New member of the family.
Can we hear the first track from your single now?
The single, the first track, this is out on Friday. We're actually launching this. If you want to play it first, then we can tell you a little bit more about the launch and stuff afterwards.
Sounds like a good idea. What's this track called?
This track's called Ignite.
Just
That was Death Trap City with Ignite. You're listening to edrock.net on Fresh Air. So, Ignite, tell us a bit about that trick, guys.
Ignite, well, when we first decided to do the record, or when we were first asked to do the record by the label, we did decide to write it purely as, you know, you would if you were a band who were, you know, signed, you know, who were sort of delusions of grandeur there, you know. It's like we decided to just write the song specifically for the project rather than using songs that we, you know, already had kicking about in the set. We thought, no, we'll write songs, and then when it comes to releasing it, they're brand new songs. We've still not played any of the songs off this release live.
All right.
At all, in any environment. So yeah. So we've got the record launch.
How do you know if they're any good?
How do we know if they're any good? Because we think they're good.
Just by the power of ego.
By the power of ego, you know, and anyone who knows us will know that certainly I have quite a large ego, so we'll get by just on that, I think. But yeah, so Ignite itself, was it
that
the
was first one?
The first song that we wrote
we
for
wrote
the project.
Six tracks. Yeah. Three of them turned out to be cack. So yeah.
Three of them were cack, and three of them were pretty good. So Rich wrote the lyrics for Ignite, and he was going to like give us a statement to read out on air on the subject matter.
But he's left it up to us.
He's left it up to us, which means that we can just completely slate him. But no, I do believe that it was written at the time of the
elections last year. Yeah,
and Rich is very left wing. Is that right?
No,
is he left?
Not. He's liberal.
Is he liberal? Is that not right? Is that not? I don't understand the difference.
He's a bit down the middle.
Is he right down the middle?
He's a bit
is
down the middle.
He wasn't happy about the Tories getting in. Put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. And he had a sulk.
And he had a little sulk on, and he wrote a song about it, and that's pretty much what it's about. Normally, that's why he sings it, because I won't sing any songs that have political connotations. Because as I've just said, I don't know the difference between left wing and right wing and liberal. You know, I have no clue. But we like it. We think it's a good track, and it's a little bit of a progression on from the first EP.
It is. We were just thinking it's sounding very epic and kind of stadium rocky. Well, the word I think Biffy Clyro was what we mentioned while it was playing.
It does sound
it's
really
bandied around a lot recently. Yeah.
I mean, what kind of made you think that you want to start writing stuff that's more of that kind of like big guitar sound rather than
I don't necessarily think there was a choice, and I think it's just the way that things have happened. I mean, we don't tend to sit around and think about, you know, we want to sound like this, we want to be know, this type of band. As I say, Rich comes up with the sort of genesis of most ideas, and then the three of us, or the four of us now, you know, take it to its natural conclusion, and it just sometimes
it always starts from a riff, usually a riff or a chord progression or something, and then we'll all get involved and just start belting out in a studio.
I mean, we all have lots of different, you know, influences in the respect. I mean, Rich listens to a lot. I mean, Rich's favourite bands are the likes of, you know, Cave In and By Tune and, you know, Rival Schools and bands like that, you know, who have got that quite sort of big epic guitar sound. So that kind of where that comes from. The Stadium thing probably comes from me, because I, you know, I love all my cheesy sort of 80s metal and rock and even 90s metal. In fact, anything that fills arenas, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So I don't know. I think we all bring different things to the table, and that kind of sort of adds elements to the sound. But
I think it's an element of your sound that's been kind of bubbling under for a while. You can feel it in all your, you know, your older songs. You know, so I think it's a natural progression for you. That sounded great.
Good,
I really enjoyed it.
I'm glad you like it.
No, we love it.
It's actually the first time that's been heard by anyone than us, really.
By us and the
right, you're saying this is the first public broadcast of that song.
Yeah, that's exactly
in
right.
The history of the world.
In the history of Aachen.
It's an exclusive to edrock.net on Fresh Air.
Absolutely.
We're finally relevant.
Everyone listening should feel very, very privileged. I feel privileged, even.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you not?
A bit privileged, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Quite privileged.
Good.
And equally privileged to hear the second track of this double A side.
It's a double A side, yeah. Oh. It's got, as I say, it's coming out on vinyl, 7-inch vinyl, double A side. Now, that comes out on Friday. But for those of you who don't have record players, which is pretty much everyone, then it does come with a download card, so you can download it with purchase, and you do get free track with the vinyl, which I'm sure we'll play later on, Mike. but for now, the second track, Fight or Fall is the name of the second track.
Excellent. What was that? Fire
Fight
or Fall?
Fight or Fall.
Fight or Fall.
Spit in the face of a new generation. starts here. You're listening to freshair.org.uk, Edinburgh's student radio station.
Freshair.org.uk, streaming online, non-stop.
That was Death Trap City with Fight or Fall, which is the double A side on their new single.
It's the second A side.
On the B side of the.
Oh, the B side, aye.
Oh, did it say on the B side?
I don't know.
The second A side?
The second A side.
Of our tune.
It's on the other side?
It's on the other. Yeah, if you put it on one way, on top, I don't know. Well, it's very confusing business, this record stuff.
I don't know.
But
so
yeah.
Much effort.
Tell us something about that song.
Fight or Fall.
You wrote the lyrics.
I wrote the lyrics to that song.
Which means it's about A. Chicks, B, another chick.
Yeah. Strangely enough, it's about chicks. No, it's not actually. Although, it's kind of about the moment of realization where you realize that everything that you have is just about to crumble away.
And you have to fight or fall.
You can't fight or fall. But it's all about the whole holding on to yesterday part. Is that sometimes when you come out of a situation, the memories and the things are all you have left. And it's all deep and
very sobering.
Yeah, very, a little bit, yeah. It's quite depressing, actually.
I've never paid that much attention,
Honest. All of my lyrics tend to be quite depressing. They're usually about some sort of heartbroken, sort of horrible moment that I've experienced and referenced in lyrics. So, but hey, that's what art's for, isn't it? Artistic expression.
Where did the music for that song come from?
Again, it's a Rich Beebe. That one was one of those songs that just came together in about, you know, one run through.
That was a throw together, yeah.
I mean, Rich, that mean the main chord progression Rich came up with, and it's really simple actually musically. Mm. And then the melody, it was just one of those ones that just flew into my head straight away, and it just came out. And I think I pretty much had about at least 50% of the lyrics written by the time we'd finished playing it, like the first or second time. So,
which is very rare.
Yeah, I mean, the only other song that we did that with, I think, was The Enemy. The Enemy was the same. It came together in like two run throughs. It was like done, bang. And it just so happens they're sort of like nice, sort of high energy sort of tunes, you know, because we have a lot of slower.
That is a bit cheeky, though, isn't it?
It's a little bit cheeky.
The tempo, yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit frisky.
You know? Yeah. We like to make some tunes a little frisky.
It's got the same kind of sound as Ignite, but it's, you know, it's a lot more.
It's a bit more upbeat. I think that was why we chose the two, because I mean, they're both different songs, but as you say, I mean, they've got a similar feel.
They did gel together.
The best thing about writing them all at the same time is that they were kind of like a sort of a snapshot of where we were musically at the time, rather than bringing together songs that were written 6 months apart. Mm. We they're all from the same time period.
We spent a lot of time like just playing them in order and thinking what ones were going to go on the record and what was going to be the spare and everything.
Yeah,
ages doing that, actually.
We did. We took quite a long time over doing it, and we spent a lot of time recording it as well, which is...
Yeah, we recorded down at Chamber Studios.
Right.
With the lovely Graham Young.
Big G.
Big shout out to Big G.
He looked after us.
He did, very much so. And
how was the recording process?
It was good.
It was pretty standard in sort of, you know, what went down first and everything like that, but it was a really nice environment down there. We had a nice chill out room with a big sofa and an Xbox.
Is it a good studio there? I haven't been before.
Well, it's all analogue. It's all analogue.
So it's
all real to real.
It's a real nice setup. Straight down real to real.
Fantastic studio.
And the live room, there's a lot of concrete and it just sounds huge. Cool. I think that's why the drums sound so awesome.
Yeah, no, but the drums do sound really good. I noticed
the snare drum just scalped you.
And it was a really nice experience, actually. I mean, and and there's a little room for which we brought the PlayStation and all that. So
it was an Xbox.
So we sat and I sat and thumped everyone at FIFA quite a lot.
I thumped us all at Trials HD.
Well, yeah, he did, but you know that's because it's crap and you're a bit crap.
Well.
So what is this third track then?
The third track is going to be, if you buy the vinyl, then you get it for free, gratis. Cool. If it's not going to be available on iTunes or anything like that. It's just the first two tracks. It's solely if you buy the actual physical product, then you get this track for free. It's a track called More Than It's Ever Meant To Be.
Awesome.
Try to face it, hope and pray, yeah. issue with patience and with grace, and you know she'll miss you, and every day you've got to try to face it. Hope and praying, time you take it back where it belongs. You're in love, but you can't expect to make it more than it's ever meant to be. Give it all, but you can't.
Fresh air.org.uk.
Yeah.
Edinburgh student radio station.
And that was Death Trap City with I've forgotten the name of the song.
More than it's ever meant to be.
Right, which is the
God damn it.
I told you three times.
Oh, I was so happy with myself there as well.
Oh, dude.
I hate my life.
That was the downloadable bonus track, or the bonus track that comes with the physical.
It comes with the physical. It comes with the 7-inch. If you buy the 7-inch, then you get that track for free. You don't just get the two tracks.
How did what made you decide to do this vinyl thing in the first place? Because it's a little bit. I mean, it's cool, but it's getting with the explanation you have to give before then that like you buy the physical vinyl, downloadable bonus track that comes with
that,
it, but not if you buy download only. It's a little bit.
It wasn't really our idea. It was kind of Tony's from the label.
It was Uncle Tony from Wasted State Records. He came up with the idea. It was something he wanted to try. And the thought behind it was, you know, in these days of digital bits and pieces and not actually paying for something you can hold in your hands anymore and stuff like that, we thought it would be nice to give, you know, just to actually sell something that's like a big ticket, basically. You might not, you know, 99% of people who buy it probably won't play the record. Will, because I've got one.
Yeah.
But like,
but you can, you can download
not
your,
everyone
your,
does.
Anything.
So it was nice to, basically the point was, you're handing over money to get these tracks, like paying off PayPal to get to download something, but you actually get a product, you know, you can do what you want with it, you can stick it on the wall, you can
you get the artwork with it,
and
things.
And the artwork is, I think the artwork's great. I mean, we got one of mine and Rich's friends from Carlisle, who's a graphic designer called Ian Williams. He designed it for us, and it's, the artwork's great. I don't have a copy of that artwork to show you right now. But then we're on radio,
it doesn't really matter.
But it looks pretty good. We're quite happy with the product itself. So
yeah, it's awesome. It is cool just to hold a record, you know, a proper record.
Well,
and
that's
think, wow,
it. I mean,
that's,
you know,
cool.
There's not many opportunities that we might never get another opportunity to go, well, we're going to make a vinyl record.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you might sometimes just take these opportunities just for the sheer fun, but hopefully, you know, folk will enjoy the music as well. Mm.
And what's it going to cost? I think it's three or four quid.
I'm not too sure.
I can't remember. but I think on the night as well, it'll be like a record and a T-shirt.
We've got
special deals.
Come and see.
We're all about saving the fans money. You know,
lighters two for a pound, stuff like that.
Oh yeah, stuff like that. You know.
Sports socks.
Yeah. Razor blades.
That song did seem a little bit lighter and a lot more 90s, I'd say, than the other songs in the single. You know, a little bit of.
But not in a bad way.
No.
You take 90s as a compliment?
I don't know.
I would.
I'm not very good at taking any compliments.
I'm a big fan of the 90s.
Oh, well, there you go then. Well, if you're saying that, then I take it as a total compliment. And thank you.
But it has that kind of big metal breakdown kind of thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did that song come about?
Again, I think we spent probably quite a long time on that song.
Yeah, because I think before the big sort of break in the middle existed, we would play it to that point and then just kind of sit and look at each other and go, I don't know what to do now. Where does this go? It was one of those, and it took a while to cook.
I think one day we have this thing in our writing process where, you know, we hit a wall sometimes. And we'll go for a fag to sort of have a little think or a little chat about it. And Rich will disappear and come back and he'll have came up with some, what we call the Rich Baby Insta riff. You know, he just goes like that. I'm just going to, oh, there we go. There's a riff. That's made the song now. So yeah, I think it was one of those situations. Lyrically, it took a while as well. It was one of those ones that I banged my head off a wall for quite a while. But it ended up being quite an observational lyric. It was all about like people around at the times, relationships, and everyone seemed to be having a bit of a tough time, and I was like, it's okay guys, you don't have to worry about it, you know. It was kind of about that, really. So it's not about me for once, a song that's not about me. Well, it's about girls. it's not about my girls, it's about other people's girls, you know. Okay. and their relationships with said females, so yeah. Or males, you know. I do have some gay friends.
Good, thanks for that.
I didn't want to exclude an entire, you know.
And on that note, see, you guys have brought along some musical instruments.
Yes, we do.
Would you like to play us a wee song?
We can, yeah. What should we play? I think we'll play Outside.
Okay.
If that's all right with you guys.
That's, I can love that, yeah.
Outside is a song that's been in our set for quite some time.
That's pre-Mike.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it pre-you?
That was in before I joined
you. Oh, well. It's,
and then I fixed it.
Yeah,
it was rubbish.
That microphone's not picking you up just now.
Just whenever I'm ready, yeah?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Right, this one's called Outside. The time it takes, the time it waits, the time to make a different way. I hope it knows, I hope it grows, it is unable to say no. Another scene, another dream, the works I've not had you foreseen. A smile to fake, a heart that breaks, can never be made whole again. Well, it seems love lives so far away from you. Well, it seems love lives so far away from you. I see your eyes shimmering in darkness now. You're making sense of why I despise your lies. Living in your underworld, you're living outside. The ties that bind, well now I find that I don't want to change your mind. Let's break away, let's turn the page. It's you who wanted it this way. Well, it seems love lives so far away from you. Well, it seems love lives so far away from you. I see your eyes shimmering in darkness now. You're making sense of why I despise your lies. Living in your underworld, you're living outside. We'll be right back.
from you. Well, it seems I've left so far away, so far away from you. I see your eyes shimmering in darkness now. You're making sense of why I despise your lies. Living in your underworld, you're living outside. You're living outside.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much, guys.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Sure. So, how did the name Death Trap City come about?
Well,
very good question. I can't actually remember.
I heard the legend is that Rich Beebe, famous Rich Beebe, who played guitar for Death Trap City, asked a friend of his to come up with a name.
That was actually me.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah,
it was
actually me.
So it was substandard Craig Robson.
It was substandard Handsome
famous.
Craig.
Oh, well. I
was sat one night at work going, we need a name for the band, I need it quick, because we had our first gig coming up. And we sat and we wrote lists, and it came up with Death Trap Party originally. And I thought, that's quite cool, you know what I mean? Like, I thought Death Trap Party, that sounds quite fun. And I phoned Rich Beebe,
famous Rich Beebe.
And I phoned him and I went, you know, what do you think about Death Trap Party? And he was like, yeah, it's pretty good, but how's about Death Trap City? That's better. I was like, yeah, actually, that works for me.
That'll work.
And that was it. Like, we were just like, bang, there you go. It's quite a funny name because whenever anyone hears the name, they go, oh, you must be metal. Yeah, it's like Death Trap City. It's like, well, no, we're
particularly,
not really.
Particularly among mums. Mums usually assume.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I mean, I think people that know metal know that it's a jovial enough name that it can't just be straightforward metal.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're there's far too much, like, humour in it.
Because, it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's the appeal. Because people say, why are you called Death Trap City? And we go, well, because that's what our name is.
Yeah.
Why aren't you called Death Trap City?
Yeah, why aren't you called Death Trap City?
Why are you called Steve? Is there a reason behind your name? No.
No, there's not really. That's just it. It was a suggestion that got slightly altered by Rich Beebe.
Yeah. Strangely enough, the guy who named it thinks it's a rubbish name. He was like, it's a rubbish name your band's got. I was like, you thought of it? He was like, yeah, no.
Can we allowed to go through some of his other suggestions, though, or would that be slanderous?
Oh, that would be slanderous. There was one of our old band members wanted us to be called Frisky Peep.
Frisky Peep.
Which is a much even more jovial name.
Yeah, I know. And ridiculous.
A slightly concerning.
And the other one he came up with was Friends of Music. I don't want to slander him because he's a lovely guy and I love him to bits. But that's
the other end of the spectrum, really.
Yeah, I know. Friends of Music. Anyway, but Death Trap City was a good one compared to all that. So
that's the best of a bad bunch.
Yes, it was.
To conclude.
How did you guys get involved with Wasted State Records?
Bannerman's connection, really, isn't it?
Well, we were in the office.
Bannerman's,
which is its other name, where we quite frequently have band meetings. Which then resolve in us getting drunk afterwards. But usually we do spend the first hour or so doing businessy type things. And Tony just literally is a guy that we know and, you know, we get on with, and he just came up and said, you know, you want to...
We obviously know him from having Wasted State Records in the past and stuff. We're not his first...
We're not the first band that he's put out. So, he just came up and said, you know, I quite fancy doing this record. Are you guys up for it? And we were like, yeah, absolutely. You know, and that was it, really.
It was all done very quickly.
Yeah,
do I do this? Yes, we do.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
You know, we're all sitting there having a pint. He's having a talk, notebooks out, diaries. Do you want to do a 7-inch? All right. Cool. Right. Sorry. Book you in the studio. Get yous done. Done. And here we are. It's taken us a bit longer to get it released, but, you know, I think that's just... Yeah. It was just... there wasn't the right time. You know, it's like, oh, well, that's in the same time as this. And, you know, so.
Well, it seems like it's going to be worth it. I mean, the vinyl idea is shaping up to be great.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. It actually exists now. We've got one here. Well, I have a test pressing.
We actually have... The vinyl is here and it's hand-numbered as well.
Wow. Yeah, they're going to be hand
but with no artwork on this one.
No artwork on the one we've
got.
Well,
that one's not going to be numbered. I'm keeping that. You can't. I might auction it.
Yeah.
Put it on eBay.
Put it on eBay. You might get a tenner for it.
I'll just bet against Tony.
Yeah.
Don't start with test persons. Bid.
Bid, yeah.
Guys, tell us about your single launch party this Friday.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, it's a Sneaky Pete's. Friday night. Doors are at 7. We have, I think it's getting fairly close to being sold out. So anyone who has tickets, be happy that you have them, because there's a lot of people that I've still got to try and find tickets for, which I don't have.
Scalp them.
Hopefully, we don't know whether they're going to be availability on the door. We have sold quite a lot of tickets for it. We will keep posting it online and things like that, and keep folk updated on our Facebook page, which seems to be the place where bands go these days, Facebook. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it'll all be on there. We have two awesome, awesome support bands. We have the mighty, mighty Haganah, who we get on with great guns and think are awesome.
I like their work.
The equally fabulous Jump Pressy, who are pretty much my favourite band in Edinburgh at the moment. I'm loving Jump Pressy.
Nice. Should we hear music by one of those bands?
Yeah, right. Definitely. Let's play some of them guys, because they're
nice. Right. Well, okay. This is She Said by Haganah.
Hell yeah.
This is edrock.net live on Fresh Air. We just heard from Haganah, that was She Said, and we have Death Trap City live in the studio, and they're going to play us a song. What are you going to play, guys?
We thought we'd do a little cover version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right.
Which we've... messed about with a little bit. An Iron Maiden song, actually, which sounds a little bit surreal on acoustic guitar and cajon, but we'll try and make it work best we can.
Let's hear it.
Okay. From the coast to gold, across the seven seas, traveling on far and wide. Now it seems I'm just a stranger to myself and all the things I sometimes do. It isn't even someone else. I close my eyes and I think of home. Another city goes by in the night. Ain't it funny how it is? You never miss it till it's gone away. My heart is lying there and will be till my dying day. So understand, don't waste your time always searching for those wasted years. Face up, make your stand and realize you're living in the golden years. Too much time on my hands, I got you on my mind. I can't ease this pain so easily. When you can't find the words to say, it's hard to make it through another day. And it makes me wanna cry and throw my hands up to the sky. So understand, don't waste your time always searching for those wasted years. Face up, make your stand and realize you're living in the golden years. Searching for those wasted years. Face up, make your stand and realize you're living in the golden years.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much. Yeah.
That's Death Trap City live with some Iron Maiden acoustic.
Well, you know, we thought it would be like the, you know, like Live Lounge that they do on Radio 1. If they come in and play obscure cover versions, that's thought we'd do that too.
Excellent. Sounds good to me.
Let's hear another band that are going to be playing at your single launch this Friday.
Awesome.
This is Jump Press 8 with Only the Brave Deserve the Fair from their In Case of Emergencies demo EP. We'll be right back.
That was Jump Press A with Only the Brave Deserve the Fair, who are playing with Death Trap City, who we have in the studio at their single launch. Indeed. Which is, do you want to remind us when that is, Kay?
Friday night, Friday the 13th.
Ooh. It's going to be amazing.
Spooky.
It's going to be awesome, spooky. Hopefully. I mean, as I say, keep anyone who needs tickets, then contact us as soon as possible, because we're looking, or contact Agana or Jump Press A, because we're pretty much running low. It's hopefully going to be a sellout, which is great. So it should be a right little good atmosphere, and you can buy the record for the first time, and we'll play the songs live for the first time, and you know, Michael take his shirt off, and
I might keep it on just to mix it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else have you guys got coming up after the single launch?
Well, we'll be touring around, we would have thought, quite a lot, gigging around. Our next Edinburgh date's going to be, is it June?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's, off the top of my head, I think it's the 23rd of June.
We have no official tour, as in like a week-long thing, because unfortunately we're all
having
jobs
crummy jobs to pay for. So
it's all going to be weekend things dotted around Scotland. So,
but we've got, that's the next, the one in, the next Edinburgh gig's going to be Cavill on the 23rd, I think, or is it? It's either the 23rd or the 16th, with Little Doses and F.O. Machete from Glasgow.
Oh, excellent.
I believe
we played him at King Tut's.
Yeah. It should be, it's looking like shaping up to be quite a good show again, ticketed sort of thing, so it should be good. Cool. We're looking, we like the Little Doses. Well, Rich used to be in Little Doses, didn't he?
He did.
So,
with his wee red tie on.
With his little red tie. So we got on quite well with those guys as well. So.
Yeah.
So it should be good, yeah. But we're all geared up for Friday.
Awesome. Excellent. Thanks very much for coming in the studio today.
Yeah, cheers, guys.
What's your website people can find your music on?
Well, probably, to be honest, apparently MySpace is dead as a medium, but MySpace. We do still have a MySpace. but Facebook is probably your best bet. I mean, cool. Just Death Trap City in there. We've got a few likers already.
A couple of hundred. Mostly.
So just on there, we update it regularly. We post random musings and meanderings quite often.
You also find a link to go and download. If you want it, you can get the old EP for free as well.
Yeah.
It's still up on Bandcamp, so you can go and get it.
Which we'll play a track for now, just to play you guys off at.
Yeah, just to play you guys off at. This is The Cross from your last EP, The Enemy. And
it's a very good song.
Thanks again for coming into the studio.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having us.
And everyone stay tuned to Fresh Air, because we've got another show coming up right after this.
That you cry upon.